here at the 2019 Big Bright Minds Gathering, put on by the fine folks at Filene. And in the studio lounge, we have Mr. John Jeffries from Callahan and Associates. John, how are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good conference, right?
It is. Yeah, this one really makes you think about things and see things from different angles and different lenses and stuff. So I really appreciate that, especially kind of toward the end of the year where you're kind of getting a perspective on what happened in 2019 and kind of looking forward to 2020 for sure.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of the talk so far has been about the consumer, right? What's going on and where are some opportunities to solve the debt crisis, mm-hmm. and some of the saving challenges people have about retirement, mm-hmm. some of the uses of data. So it's been a really thoughtful conference to get you to think about mm-hmm. what's going on in our members' lives,
yeah.
and how might we position ourselves to be more of a resource.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, who was I talking? I think I was talking to Courtney Angeli, or maybe it was Aaron Coleman from Filene, and we were talking about how credit unions can be more proactive in getting their members to come in and talk to them and what their needs are. And since we have all this data on them,
yeah.
we can practically serve somebody the very individual. And so that's how finite it is now. So why aren't we being more proactive in reaching out to the members and seeing what they really, really need and meeting those unique needs in a timely manner as well?
So yeah, I think one of the interesting themes that I've been on this fall is doing planning sessions, et cetera, has been, you know, are we spending enough on talking about our value prop and differentiation,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, there's been a lot of talk about the innovation and the technology, and I think credit unions are spending a lot of money and energy on the technology side, and
right.
there's some really cool breakthroughs there, don't get me wrong.
Oh yeah.
But at the same time, have we spent the money and resources and talent to really talk about what's the story and what's the perception of us out in the marketplace?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like to use the example, if I tell you Rocket Mortgage, right? Number one market share, mortgage lender in the country. What do you think about? Click button, get mortgage.
Yeah, just press that button,
right?
Yeah.
And is their technology better? Maybe. Are their processes better? Maybe. But think about how much money they've invested in marketing to get the consumer to perceive,
yep.
click button, get mortgage.
Yep.
So that perception is reality,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think that, as you were talking about, how do we change the perception of credit unions, and how do we get people to come in the door to be that resource?
Right. So how do we do that? Is there a solution out there, John?
Well, you know, I wish there was, right? I think that we see a lot of credit unions stepping back and saying, how do we use our purpose and the fact that we are different by design
mm-hmm.
as a way to differentiate in a crowded marketplace?
Mm-hmm.
I also see a lot of credit unions stepping back and saying, realistically, we can't be all things to all people. So what
Very
is
true.
The market we want to go after?
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my colleagues has a neat story. He's a car guy. I'm not a car guy. About Dodge Ram. I guess they redesigned their truck about 10, 15 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it got panned, right? People hated it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The press was, this is an awful, terrible decision.
Right.
Except for the 15% of the market that bought it, right?
They loved it.
They loved it, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's a really interesting example for credit unions to examine is, what is our value prop, and how do we get 100% of that market share,
mm-hmm.
right? Instead of chasing everyone down different paths and,
mm-hmm.
and competing on price, what is it that resonates in my market? What's my value prop, and yeah, how do I use that to get 100% of the market share that finds my value prop compelling?
Indeed.
Right. You know, one of the programs we launched last year at Callahan was a program with Harvard Business School
mm-hmm.
with Professor Rebecca Henderson on sustainable business strategy. And one of the key outcomes of that with the credit unions was, you know, she claims purpose drives innovation. Right. So if you're really
Completely.
Clear
mm-hmm.
on what your purpose is, what you're trying to achieve, when your team gets back and starts saying, okay, how do we live that?
Mm-hmm.
That's where mm-hmm. the innovation comes from.
Right. It's kind of like getting back to the whole what's your why type
yeah.
of thing. Why are we doing this?
Right, exactly.
Okay, once we know that question, then we can move forward.
And I think
full steam ahead.
It seems like it's back to the future, right? I think, you know, credit unions have been talking about this for as long as I've been around, right?
Yeah, me too.
But I think it's a renewed emphasis on how do we compete? How do we make a difference in our communities? And if we do that and we
mm-hmm.
can tell a different type of story, will that be enough to fuel growth going forward?
Indeed, and I'm glad you brought that, because I just had Van City Credit Union here, and I can't remember her name. I apologize. Effie, I think, was her first name. I can't remember. Oh, Effie Dow. So, and she's part of the I3 program, but I've been a huge fan of Van City
yeah.
for a really long time for what they do in their community. They're really out there in their community doing amazing things that create memories and people in that area. And she was telling me, so yeah, people are, they're joining, and because they know all about us,
right.
they know what we stand for, they know what we do in the community. I'm like, wow, that's such a refreshing thing. And I know there's a lot of Creightons out there that do the same thing. But I think there's a lot more that need to really kind of step up their game in that area to get out there in the community and visible.
I think the other interesting part about Van City is they realize our value prop may not resonate with some people, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Right? For those people that are, you know, mission and social focus resonate for, and that's going to be enough of a tiebreaker, that's going to be enough for us to build a sustainable business.
Yeah, because I think if you want to be all things to all people, that's too big of a thing to grasp, you know, and nobody can be that. Nobody can be that.
Yeah, even Navy Federal, the biggest Creightian, what's their tagline? Our members are the mission. Right? It's very clear. They're fortunate. They have a really attractive field of membership.
Sure.
But that's all they care about is they want to serve that niche and serve it better than anybody else.
Serve it really, really well.
Yeah.
So the lesson here for 2020 is... For Creightons out there, find your niche. And
I think it's
knock one, it out of the
one, recognize that for most of us, we are niche players. Let's spend some time and really identify what is that niche that we want to serve. And then how do we go tell a story to the community about what it means for us to serve that niche?
Right.
Right? You know, where I live in Arlington, Virginia, I like the fact that my money stays local, right? It's a community credit. It's going to be lent out to my neighbors. It's going to help put people in homes and cars. And,
precisely.
You know, the affordable housing programs are working on, right? That's cool because it's staying local, so you get that effect of it versus going off to some money center bank, wherever they might be.
That's
right?
True. That is true. Yeah, and then there's a sense of community pride there as well, that it's staying right there and supporting the local economy.
Yeah, I live there. I'm raising my kids there. Right, there's a lot of things about that community that, hey, if, you know, I understand what it's doing. Now, I'm in the business, so I sort of get it, right? So I think, how do you tell that story in a way that resonates, right? And
that's
change the narrative,
and that's the question.
Yeah.
So I could ask you, how do we do that, John? But that's a whole other show, probably.
Yeah, perfect.
Anything else? What are you guys working on for 2020? Like you mentioned the sustainable business strategy with Harvard. What else are you guys doing?
So we're doing another group of that, and we're really thinking about the impact, right, side, and how do you keep score, right? I think a lot of people know Callahan for data, right? And that's one of the things we're exploring is how might Creightons keep score on impact, and how might you collect data to better tell that story, and it really changed the narrative, right? I think Creightons have really compelling stories. When you go in and you look at the videos and the member testimonials, it's super compelling, right? And just how do we get that out there in a different way and change the narrative?
Well, finally, I mean, they were showing them yesterday.
Oh, my God, they're phenomenal.
They pull at your heart, and they're really, like you said, compelling for sure. And in each year, like we were talking about the GAC earlier and stuff, I mean, all the Creightons get their messages together to go talk to the representative. So can you transfer that messaging to your communities, your neighborhoods?
Yeah, I mean,
potential members.
Absolutely, right? And I think if you can talk to representatives, even at home at the states, right?
True, yeah.
Yeah, because they're turning all the time, right? Do they understand why we're here, right? What's the purpose we serve? The difference having a member-owned financial cooperative in their community, what that means. And then as you get on the Hill, talk about, you know, the difference we make, the economic catalysts we make, some of the loans that to their constituents that we'll make, right?
Right.
I think we have a really neat story. We just maybe think about the narrative we have.
Right? I agree, and be consistent about it.
Yeah.
Indeed. All right. Well, election year is coming up next year, so it'll be very interesting to see what happens.
No doubt.
Good stuff. All right, John. Appreciate the time. Anything else? Any final words of wisdom?
Nope. Great conference. I encourage people to come.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Check it out. It's a neat place to get forward thinking and get you outside the four walls of your organization, make you think, right? Which is a good thing.
Good stuff. All right, great message to end on. John, thank you so much.
Thanks,
sir.
Mike. Appreciate it.
Appreciate the time. There he is, John Jeffries from Callahan and Associates. Go check him out. Creightons.com, right?
That's right.
All right.